America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Be Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We got Logan Paulson sitting in with us today, be taking care of some business. Right now, we're going to the phones. Our friend Mr. Jeff Howe from The Athletic joining us now to kind of recap everything that happened yesterday at a wild NFL trade deadline. Jeff, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, how we doing?
Good, dude. Let's start kind of with the immediate move for us in Washington, the trade to acquire Marshawn Lattimore. We just heard from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. Everybody seems pretty fired up. What do you make of that move?
I like it. It was a nice, aggressive move from them. And, you know, you never know how a team that's experiencing success earlier than probably expected is going to handle something like this. And they said, hey, you know what? We got a quarterback on a rookie contract for a few years. We got a team leading a tough division. Let's go after it. And they addressed the need. They did it with a player in Lattimore who, you know, it's had some injury issues, but it's still in its prime. Is in a great competitor. You just look at the battles that he's had with Mike Evans. They need somebody to line up against number ones. He's never going to shy away from that type of assignment. And, you know, Detroit is obviously the class of the NFC, maybe even the entire NFL right now. But I think the NFC is pretty much wide open for a handful of teams like Washington to go out and win a playoff game or two. So put yourself in good position and worry about the rest later.
And do you think that, you know, because they've been really adamant about building kind of long-term, and I know this is an immediate kind of short-term response to the early success, but the contract structure and the type of player he is could potentially lead to something long-term for this team?
Yeah, I would expect them to, and I'm not trying to report this, I'm just kind of going off my own opinion here, but you make a move like this, you give up all that draft capital, and you look at the contract, I believe it's 16 in base salary next year, 16 and a half the year after that, if I remember correctly. You know, you're going to have a player who's going to want probably a little more guaranteed money in that contract, and I would expect Washington to try to get a little more long-term security if it comes to that point. So I don't think this is one of those things where they're just going to hope for the best over the last, 8 or 9 games or however many they have left there and then just kind of wing it in the offseason. I'm sure they have a long-term plan in mind for Lattimore. And you know what? If they don't address the contract, I mean, $16 million for a top-flight cornerback is a pretty affordable number.
Absolutely. And I think because the contract already exists, it's not even that difficult. If it goes well and you want to throw some guarantees in there, like it's just not that hard of a scenario to unpack. Talking with Jeff Howe here from The Athletic. You can give Jeff a follow at Jeff P. Howe, H-O-W-E. Let's zoom out from Washington's move for Lattimore and just kind of go league-wide. What did you make of the Lions acquiring Za'Darius Smith?
It was a good move. I mean, my one concern is, you know, he's been productive this year, but I don't want to oversimplify it, but like you kind of lose the bonus points when you're productive opposite of Myles Garrett. So now you're going to have Za'Darius Smith be the number one pass rusher. You know, opponents are going to target him. We'll see if he's able to keep up that production. I thought it would have been nice to see them try to get a couple guys, you know, assuming they weren't going to get that home run type move at a Max Crosby or somebody like that. But, you know, again, like I like it when teams go for it. And whether the Lions made a move or not, in my opinion, they were still going to come out of yesterday as the best team in the NFL. But they weren't going to rest. And it didn't cost a whole lot to get Smith. So I thought that was a good move. You know, it would have been nice to see them try to add one more rusher. I think right now their top sack getter right now has 2.5 on the season, removing Hutchinson from the equation. So you know, it's not like they solved all of their pass rushing problems with that move, but it was good to see them active.
Is there anybody that you had an eye on for them? Because, you know, that was something that everyone talked about. Aiden Hutchinson goes out, they need to get a pass rusher. Is there anybody else you're like, man, this would have been the gold standard if they could have landed somebody like this in Detroit?
No, you know what? That's a fair question. I mean, you sit here and on one side of my mouth and saying they should have tried to get something bigger. On the other side, it's like, well, how much are you willing to spend? I mean, maybe you could have ponied up, let's say, a Friday pick for Azeez Ojulari. I think we're all looking at Max Crosby and wondering if that was possible. I think the Raiders firmly said, no, it wasn't. I deal with, you know, I'm still based out of New England, so I still see the Patriots fans saying, well, why didn't the Patriots sign 42 offensive linemen this offseason? Well, you know what? The fact is those 42 offensive linemen didn't exist. So, you know, I'm sitting here saying the Lions should have gone for it, but, you know, the supply wasn't necessarily there to meet the demand.
I wonder, I might have preferred Ojulari to Za'Darius Smith at this point. I don't. Maybe that's a bridge too far. I just think he's playing really good football. Help me make sense of Preston Smith, the guy Logan and I know from his days here in Burgundy and Gold. Help me make sense of Green Bay dealing him and Pittsburgh adding him.
Yeah, that was probably the strangest move of the day. Preston Smith is on the back nine. We know that. And it's really weird. You know, you look at these premium positions, pass rusher, offensive tackle, number one wide receiver, number one cornerback. You know, those are not guys that teams are willing to necessarily give away. So the Packers were prepared to move on from Smith, but it's just weird for a playoff team to trade a pass rusher to another playoff team. Now, granted, it's a very long shot that these two teams are going to end up meeting in the Super Bowl, but I thought that was a bizarre one. I mean, the Steelers, their defense is solid. They've been somewhat inconsistent, I think. So it was, you know, nice to see them make a move like that. But I was, you know, as I was kind of thinking about this yesterday as it went down, that was my first thought. Like, when do you ever see a playoff team trade a pass rusher to another playoff team? Granted, again, a guy who's on the back nine, who knows how much he'll necessarily produce. But you know what? If you give him some snaps across from TJ Watt, he's probably going to win some one-on-ones.
And also, I think, like, what is his role? I think that's the other thing. I think they have three pretty good pass rushers.
Because I think Highsmith's really good.
Herbig's having a good year, like, and he's coming back off the hamstring. So it does seem weird also because their depth situation there.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. You also got a team like if Watt ever goes down, now granted that could sabotage the entire season for them, but you always want to protect yourself from depth purposes.
Yeah, for sure. If the Preston trade wasn't the weirdest, the Mingo trade was.
Dude, that's got to be the weirdest one, man.
What is Jerry doing? Like, does that help the Cowboys right now? What did you make of that Cowboys-Panthers trade?
Yeah, it doesn't help them right now. Not much will. So their season is pretty much over with at this point. I mean, Dak Prescott, like it would have been whether or not Dak Prescott was healthy.
Right.
They're not going to make the playoffs. They're closer to the number one pick than they are to being a playoff team at this point. I look at it as, you know, Mingo is a boom or bust type of prospect going into the draft. And while everybody kind of wants to dunk on the Cowboys, and I'm sure you guys have plenty in your market who are happy to do that, but, you know, everybody wants to dunk on the Cowboys for this move, and I certainly see that side of it. You know, I tend to lean in another direction where Will McClay and that front office has done a really good job over the last half decade of identifying guys in the draft that they like and making it work with the Cowboys. Now, a counter argument to that is, they haven't, you know, they're still kind of searching for that next wave of wide receivers to come up behind CeeDee Lamb. They've had some issues this year with Brandon Cooks getting hurt, and of course. So I think this is more of just looking toward the future. If it's, you know, if he's able to come in and be a number two, let's say next year, nobody's really going to bat an eye. In fact, they spent a fourth round pick on him. But this is all about the future. There's nothing that they were going to do yesterday that was going to turn them into a potential playoff team.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. I guess you're getting some value there from if you think Mingo can become what he was at least coming out of Ole Miss or what the prospects were. Non-trade related, but I did want to ask you what's going on in New England with Drake May and kind of what you think the Pats are building there.
Well, it's been curious the way that they handled Drake May, and that's not just my opinion. That's talking to people around the league who were scouting the Patriots, who were just paying attention to the Patriots, who were interested in how this May development plan was going to work. I mean, starting him on the bench and kind of talking out of both sides of their mouths in training camp, saying he was the better quarterback, but not necessarily the better. It was weird. And then when they put him in, 3-4 weeks ago, however long it's been, it seemed a little hasty. And it wasn't going to solve the fact that they can't protect their quarterback. But, you know, Drake May came out and played well right out of the chute. And I think kind of proved Gerard Mayo's decision to be correct. Now, you could sit here and say, well, if he's looked good right now, why not start him, you know, a month and a half earlier than you did? But, you know, at this point, the hay's in the barn with that. So it's he's looked good. He's injected some life into an organization that has been starved for it for a few years now. And my biggest concern is he's got to protect himself better. I mean, he suffered a concussion 2 weeks ago. He wasn't cleared until late last week to play in Tennessee, and he hit his head hard on the turf at least three times on Sunday. Had a late scramble where he took an unnecessary hit trying to gain an extra 2 or 3 yards. And look, you're subjecting yourself to enough violence behind that offensive line if you stay in the pocket. You know, let's try to mitigate some of the violence that you're taking on when you're kind of scrambling there. Your body has to be your investment. You certainly don't want the back of your head hitting the turf a week after you suffered a concussion. So, look, I like everything about May. I was high on him along with Jaden and Caleb Williams before the draft. I continue to be high on those three. I want to see Drake May protect himself better.
Talking with Jeff Howe from The Athletic. All right, Jeff, last thing I wanted to ask you about. Every week you do your quarterback stock report, and you kind of name the best quarterbacks in football. No real surprises in the names at the top. Lamar, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow. Jaden Daniels, the rookie quarterback that is, I mean, totally changed the fortune of this Washington organization, ranks 10th on that list. This is the highest you've had him all year. Do you think he's still climbing? Obviously, it's your list, so you like him at 10. I'm curious how he gets there.
Yeah, I mean, well, the number one is the production. You have to take that into account. And this is, like, not every quarterback. I tried to stress this in some of the earlier QB reports because this is a new project that we've done this season, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. But, like, not every quarterback is graded equally. You know, you got Mahomes, who certainly has not played, in my opinion, like the second best quarterback, but I'm talking other teams or coaches or executives who are like, no, he's still playing at an elite level. But then you still have to remember the fact that he's won 3 Super Bowls, and whenever he wants to turn it on in the fourth quarter, he's more than capable of doing that. But then, you look at Jaden, and the rookies in particular, I guess it really only applies to Jaden because Caleb, I don't think, has gotten higher than 19, and Drake's sample size is too low. But I was hesitant to move Jaden up the ranks because you wanted to just see more. And the more you see, the more it's like, okay, well, this guy's playing at a really high level right now. And then I kind of break it down into tiers, and the tier can change from week to week, not like a Mike Sando type of tier, but more of like, all right, this block of quarterbacks belongs tier. And like, there's been a lot of wiggle room between, let's say, week to week, it could be 11 or 12, but really like 14 to like 19. And it's like, I think I was on in Atlanta last week, and they're like, well, why is Kirk Cousins 18? And I'm like, look, it's not because I think Kirk, like, 18 this week isn't really a bad quarterback. It just happens to be in that block of guys that you're looking at. But when you look at Jaden, I mean, he's had a pretty firm grip on 10. He wasn't going to fall last week based off of the guys behind him and the way they were playing. I think he's just been far too consistent. He can certainly catch Baker Mayfield at 9. And then, you know, the other block I've had there for a while, you've got Goff, Love, and Purdy at 6 through 8. So I think there's still a pretty good distance between Jaden and 8. But I could certainly see him, like, if Baker has more turnover issues, if Jaden continues to win and play as impressively as he has, you know, 9 is absolutely within reach. And then we'll see from there. But, like, in terms of, like, let's say he has a bad game. I mean, Darnold's had a bad game. Kyler Murray's had a couple bad games. Same with Herbert, Hurts, Cousins. So, like, he's got some room for error before he starts to tumble, if it ever swings in that direction.
What would you need to see from him to have him move up the list here?
Just more consistency. That's really all it is. I mean, he's a young player. He's unproven. I mean, I think Baker Mayfield has played outstanding this year. And if you take the turnovers away, I understand that's a big if, but if you take the turnovers away, I mean, this is a guy who would be a fringe MVP candidate. Now, Jaden Daniels is a fringe MVP candidate, too. I think everybody's chasing Lamar, and there's way too much room to make up probably for anybody in that regard. But, you know, he's just more consistency. That's all you want to see out of these young guys. But his poise, his clutch moments, not even like the Hail Mary is more of there's obviously a huge fluke element involved in a Hail Mary, but you know, just the way that he plays when in the few instances the opponents have put a little pressure on him, he's still able to keep his head about him in the fourth quarter. And I really, really like the poise.
Oh, man. He's so poised and composed. Hey, Jeff, thanks for your time, dude. Really appreciate you joining us today.
Of course. Appreciate you guys for having me. Have a good one.
That is Jeff Howe from The Athletic. You can give him a follow at Jeff P. Howe.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.